Over the next few days, you'll be hearing from Paula Newman Griss, a girl of only 3 to 6 years of age who survived the Holocaust. We are especially grateful to the Bremen Jewish Heritage Museum in Atlanta for their help with this interview and encourage you to visit them. Our entire story is on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. A very special set of features begins after this. All this week on the American Countryside, we are the guests of the Bremen Jewish Heritage Center and are visiting with Paula Newman Griss, a Holocaust survivor. If you've never had time to check out our website and our full stories on the scenic route, this is the perfect time to begin. You'll hear Paula's moving story, a story of surviving the Holocaust through the eyes of a 3 to 6 year old. Listen online, download and listen later. It doesn't matter. It's free and it's worth your time to hear this amazing story. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for updates and exclusive show content. This and much more at AmericanCountryside.com.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Paula Newman Griss was born in 1938 in Chernovitz, Romania, an area once part of the Austria-Hungarian Empire.
I was the firstborn child in our entire family. And this was like a sliver of time just before the war broke out. So in that, I have no memories of it, but I've been told everybody in the family came to visit.
She has but a couple of pictures of her father. She would never get a chance to know him.
The couple of years between 1938 and 1940-41 was really when the crisis hit in our town. Those years were years where people were doing a lot of wishful thinking, just like people do wishful thinking nowadays about a lot of things that seem to threaten our lifestyle.
The area where Paula lived would fall to a variety of powers in the coming years. Their lives were about to change forever.
In 1940, the Russians came along and occupied that area. The Russians were in the middle of their campaign of Sovietizing the world, so business people were categorized as capitalists, and my father's store was taken away.
His inventory was confiscated, and soon he would be in prison for being a Jewish capitalist. Remember, you can hear the entire story on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com and our next feature right here. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.